This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Foundations, a weekly program brought to you by the Reformed Church of Christchurch.
Hello, I'm Esther Smith. The Bible book of Romans, chapter 10, verses 14 and 15 says, "How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news." A man named Paul wrote this letter to the Romans. Paul quoted an Old Testament passage from Isaiah. Paul knew his stuff. The question is, how did Paul know his stuff? Abel will be addressing this later, but now here's "Move in Me," sung by Jeremy Camp.
The men I buried had a heart of stone. Him there in the bright light out on a dim road. The day you saved me from shadow and shame. Old things gone, got a new song, got a new name. Whoa. Burning like a wildfire, kicking up flames. Free, but I won't make a move to you.
You're listening to Foundations on Plains FM 96.9.
Were the men who wrote the Bible, like Paul, just incredibly intelligent and insightful, or is there more to it? Here's Abel.
Different people have different tasks in life, different roles to fill. We each have our own place and different jobs to do. There was a man by the name of Paul who lived almost 2,000 years ago in the first century. He wrote things that many people around the world continue to read today. We find his writing in the Bible. Now, this man was given a very special role to play. God gave him a special task, one of the most important tasks anyone in history has ever had to perform. We read what Paul himself has to say about this in the Bible, in Ephesians chapter 3, verses 2 and 3. In these verses, Paul says to his readers, "Surely you have heard about the administration of God's grace that was given to me for you, that is the mystery made known to me by revelation." Now, the word that is translated here as administration, it is a difficult word to translate, but it basically refers to the task, the role that Paul had been entrusted with. That same word is also found in Colossians chapter 1, verse 25. "I've become its servant by the commission God gave me to present to you the word of God in its fullness." Paul was commissioned to be a servant of the church. He was given a task. He was given a special role. And what was the task he was given? Quite simply, he was made an apostle. Ah, but what does that mean? Not exactly a common title today with a well-known job description. Well, as I read from verse 3 of Ephesians chapter 3, that is the mystery made known to me by revelation. God showed him something. As an apostle, he had been entrusted with a very special kind of knowledge. As verse 4 of Ephesians 3 goes on to say, "In reading this then, you'll be able to understand my insight into the mystery of Christ." As an apostle, he was given insight into the mystery of Christ. But now, one thing needs to be emphasized here. This insight that was given to the Apostle Paul, it was not something that he could come up with on his own. It needs to be emphasized that what made him an apostle was not that he could brilliantly discover the secret of the mystery of Christ on his own using the power of his own intellect. Rather, what made him an apostle is that he received a revelation from God. As we read Paul saying in Galatians chapter 1 verse 12, "I did not receive it from any man, nor was I taught it. Rather, I received it by revelation from Jesus Christ." Now, obviously, if the insight Paul had was given directly to him from God, then this makes a huge difference in how we approach what he wrote in the Bible. If the Bible were a matter of Paul and a bunch of other guys simply writing down their own personal religious observations, then we would not have to take those writings too seriously. They might be interesting. We might be able to learn something from them. But as for such writings having some sort of authority, well, they wouldn't have any more authority than any other writings. Sure, they might have been some experts, but we all know that experts are often wrong. However, if what the writers of the Bible wrote was revealed to them by God himself, then, obviously, we are dealing with something far more important when it comes to what is written in the Bible. We don't need to listen to other people in the same way that we need to listen to God. If he has something to say to us, then we better make sure to listen. Why did God cause the writers of the Bible to write what they wrote? Well, the thing is, God inspired Paul and the other authors to write what they wrote in order that we might know what he wants us to know. And he did this because he loves us. God cares about us and wants us to know him. And so he commanded his word to be written down. Ephesians 3, which I quoted earlier, emphasizes this. Reading verse 2 again. "Surely you have heard about the administration of God's grace that was given to me for you." For you. Paul was given this job of being an apostle for you. He was called to have the special revelation given to him for you. It is for your benefit that God has revealed the mystery of Christ to him. It is for your good that he has been given special insight into this important matter. It is for your benefit that he has been made a servant of Jesus Christ, who has been called upon to reveal to you what God has revealed to Paul. Surely it is for our benefit that we have the recorded testimony of Paul in the inspired word of God. Thanks be to God that we can know his word, that we can know the mystery of Christ as revealed in that word through the apostles. But now, I talk about how we can know the mystery of Christ which is revealed in the Bible. Who is we? Who has this mystery revealed to them? Anyone can read the Bible, right? But the thing is, not everyone understands it. There will be many people who will not be able to know of this mystery. They will not understand what it means that Jesus saves. They will not understand the gospel because it is simply foolishness to them. They don't get it because the Holy Spirit has not worked in their hearts to help them understand it. The mystery was made known to Paul that he make it known to others. But many will reject the truth that Paul teaches because they do not have the Holy Spirit helping them to understand. The mystery of Jesus Christ is no secret, but it will continue to be a mystery to many people. Does that mean that Christians are a secret society of this mystery that they keep to themselves, which no one else can understand? No. Christians are called to proclaim this mystery. They are called to tell people about Jesus Christ, how he died on the cross to pay for sins. That's what I'm doing right now, proclaiming the gospel, calling all who will listen to repent of their sins and believe in Christ. But some will reject this gospel, and it will continue to be a mystery to them. But thanks be to God, the gospel is no longer a mystery to those who believe. Is the gospel a mystery to you? It doesn't have to be. It was a mystery to Paul, but Paul had it revealed to him so that he might write about it and be used by God to reveal it to you and I. Paul was converted, changed from being an unbeliever to being a believer. And the same can happen to you. You can have the Spirit work in your heart, helping you to believe. Believe in Jesus Christ. Turn to him. Pray for the forgiveness of your sins. And you too can praise God for revealing the glorious truth of the news of Jesus Christ.
That was Abel Lander's reading, edited material written by Reverend Jim Klasinger. In today's message, Abel spoke a little about the Apostle Paul. We'll be considering the life of Paul more next Sunday at 10 a.m. and 10:30 p.m. Please join us. Until then, on behalf of the Foundations team, goodbye.
You can contact the Foundations team by sending an email to foundationsonplains@gmail.com. Join us for worship on Sunday at the Reformed Church of Christchurch. Our services are at 10:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. at 63 Cornwall Street.